Evelyn peered out the window of the van that was taking her to her brother Dan's house. She had finally heard back from him and was relieved when he said he and his wife would be happy to have her. She could help take care of her niece and nephew as Rachel was nearing the due date of the birth of their third child. She hired a driver to take her to Dan's, and they were nearing their destination now. It was a cold, sunny day, and Evelyn enjoyed taking in the pastoral scenery. The lustrous blue sky shimmered above, ribbons of lacy white clouds rippling across it. Blowing bare branches danced in many of the yards they passed. She had the window cracked open so she could enjoy the smell of the fresh, cool air. Finally, the driver pulled into the driveway of a big white house, and Evelyn hopped out and waved as Rachel came out on the porch. Her sister-in-law was one of Evelyn's favorite people in the world, and she squealed with delight as she ran to the porch to greet her with a big hug.
"It's so good to see you, Evelyn," Rachel said. "Kinner, say hello to your Auntie Evelyn."
5-year-old Teddy stepped up and greeted her confidently, but 4-year-old Mary was a bit shy and hid behind her brother. All Evelyn could see was her blonde curls and big blue eyes poking out from behind his back.
"Hello, Mary. Remember me? We played together at Christmas."
She spoke softly and grinned at the little girl.
"You beat me at Pin the Tail on the Donkey. Remember?"
A bright smile crossed the little girl's face, and though she nodded happily, she still didn't speak. Evelyn remembered Mary had been one of the quietest children at the family holiday gathering.
"Dan should be in for lunch in a little bit. He's glad you're staying with us for a while. Oh, and you're not the only guest we're having. My cousin Benjamin Glick is here too. He's staying in a room we fixed up over the barn."
This was news to Evelyn.
"I hope I'm not one person too many for you," she said worriedly.
"Of course not, especially if you're willing to help tend the Kinner. It's getting a little hard for me to keep up with them."
Rachel grinned and rubbed her protruding belly.
"You know I'll be happy to help out. I want to be useful."
The women and children moved inside, Evelyn carrying her suitcase.
"Your room is upstairs, the first room on the left. Mary's room is right across from you, and Teddy's is next door. Dan and I have the room next to that."
"I remember. I'll go up and unpack and be right back down," Evelyn said and started up the stairs to her room. It was fairly small, but sufficient.
She quickly hung up her dresses on the pegs and put away the rest of her things. There. That was done. Evelyn checked her hair, tucking a few stray strands beneath her cap, then headed down the stairs. A sense of relief washed over her as she descended. Being away from Greta was going to make life much easier for her. Admittedly, her father wasn't happy with her for choosing to go to Dan's, but hopefully he would adjust to the idea. Besides, she wouldn't be gone forever. She rounded the corner as she came down the stairs and stopped abruptly to behold a large man standing in the foyer. Rachel and the Kinner were nowhere in sight.
"Hello."
The man turned around to look at her. He was tall, very tall, Evelyn realized. His hair was almost black, and his eyes were an amazing shade of ice blue fringed with long, dark lashes. She had to fight an urge to touch the cleft in his chin. Dimples flashed as he grinned.
"You must be Dan's sister. I'm Rachel's cousin, Benjamin."
Of course he was. But Rachel hadn't warned her he was a good-looking giant, however. The sheer size of him made Evelyn feel a bit intimidated.
"Hello. It's nice to meet you," she said. "Were you looking for something?"
"Yeah, I'm looking for lunch. I brought in the mail, too."
He held up the envelopes he'd been about to toss on the dining table.
"Well, maybe Rachel is in the kitchen. Should we go see?"
Benjamin nodded and they walked toward the back of the house.